Hearing Lost Live Talks, Hearing versus Understanding. Good morning and welcome to Hearing Lost Live. The month of February, we have chosen to talk about hearing versus understanding. We have pages and pages of notes. So you've hopefully read our blog by today, and maybe you joined us Tuesday for our Let's Talk. If not, make sure you do in the future. Remember to subscribe, like, and share our information. You can buy us a cup of coffee and tell us what you think of our products and what they have helped you with. We'd love feedback at any time. Make sure you subscribe to YouTube and you can comment there as well on things you've learned from one of our podcasts. Hearing versus understanding is one that I find very interesting. One of my big thoughts, and I think I go into this in the blog, so I apologize. For some reason, we use the term, I didn't understand what you said, I feel as hearing people, you know, I didn't understand that. And maybe more on a cell phone or a landline. Or if you're using Bluetooth headphones, we use that terminology versus I didn't hear you. And we often talk about in our classes, one of Shelley's truths is I can hear you enough to know you're talking, but if you aren't looking at me, I can't understand you. For some reason, I don't know if that it's afraid. I don't know if it's just a thought process because we have a hearing loss that people turn to, did you hear me? Or as a hearing person, you know, did you hear me? Yeah, I probably did, but I didn't understand you, or saying, I didn't hear you. When really you heard them, you just didn't understand them. Okay, so I'm getting very philosophical, so I'll stop there. And you can think about your own philosophy on all of that. But in our research, we found a bunch of brain articles, and they go back to the 16th century on research on hearing and how it works with the brain, which is what I thought was very interesting. This is really not a new subject, but yet it is, because brain research is still in its infancy, right? And there's a lot of things like it takes a person 8 milliseconds to hear 3 words. That's to hear it, not to understand it. That's just to hear it. And then your brain has to translate it. And then you throw in, well, you've got hearing aids, so you should hear me. Right. Your hearing aids hear you, the person talking, maybe, but your brain still has to take that information and translate it. Right. Okay, so that's all my philosophicals. You can stop and pause and think about it very much right here for a minute and your thought process. Shelley, I think this is one of the reasons why we came up with the wait for it. I think both parties and the wait for it is so important. Something we teach in our lip reading concepts class, and we actually kind of emphasize it in our lip shapes classes when you move on to there. How important do you think wait for it is helps with understanding when you're hearing? Does that make sense? Might have said it backwards. You know me.
Wait for it is important. It used to be that I was impatient to hear or understand. And what I wasn't thinking about was the processing time. I would say what? Before I finish processing the sounds and filling in my holes and the holes in speech that I have, and I wouldn't wait for it. And then when I learned to relax and wait for it, because lip reading is not every word, you wait for it and you pull words out here and there, and then you put it together. With learning that, I think helped me wait for it. Okay, don't panic yet. Okay, they're still talking, I know, but I'm pulling words. And if I wait for it, I give enough time for my brain to process it. And it was the interesting topic that we had a local audiologist who works at the U here talk about how sound takes the milliseconds to process through the hearing aids before going into the brain. And even then, because our hearing aids aren't perfect devices, we're still filling in holes, so we're still processing the message. We're putting the sounds together. We're still going by with what we see. And so, because understanding can also come through seeing the visual means as well. So auditory processing, you know, there's a disorder, auditory processing disorder. And my middle son has it. And what it is it's just a jumble of noise to him. It's just noise bouncing off everything in his head. So when he has a visual, he understands it better. And we're the same way with hearing loss. People always say, well, maybe I have auditory processing disorder. And I don't know if we have the disorder, but we do have auditory processing issues. And that's why we need to learn to wait for it, instead of panicking at the beginning. And it also helps when our hearing partners learn to wait for it. Because I'm processing that message. Don't repeat it again, because now you've interrupted that whole thing and I'm focused on what you're saying. I can't do two things at once. Not anymore. Starting to get old. And that's another thing, you know, the more we age, the longer it takes for our brains to process the messages too. So somebody the other day was talking about how fast someone talks and her brain just can't catch up to it. And she didn't even have a hearing loss. So auditory processing, it's something for everybody. And it's not just going through our ears and we got it. It's there's a process inside the brain too. So I think that's what Julia's talking about with the wait for it. And the other issue is volume versus clarity. We need the clarity to make that message as clear as possible. And then we have a better chance of understanding. That's why we need you to face us. Get our attention first, then face us and be within 6 feet. So all of this kind of plays together, and the hearing versus understanding is quite the topic. And I started to really get into my notes and my research as well. Am I hard of hearing? Yes. Am I hard of understanding? Yes. But as long as the message is clear and it comes to me, I have less issues with understanding. I always hear people. Almost always hear the voices. There's only sometimes when I can't hear voices, and that's mostly due to background noise. And of course, we've heard about the cocktail effect with people. Even hearing people having a hard time understanding in noise. So there's just so much to this topic again, and I just love digging into all this stuff that we take on.
You know, it's interesting because I'm working on the confidence workbook from last month's topic. I don't know how we do it, because I don't think we necessarily do it on purpose, but we seem to lead into everything making more sense. You know, when you're grieving, you don't understand why you're not hearing. But doesn't it help to heal just a little bit to know, wait a minute, I'm hearing, I'm not understanding, and this is why. And then that leads into, okay, if I can understand, I can have XYZ accommodation to help me understand, and then I can go out and, you know, be with friends in this situation. I can control. You know, I'll go back to everybody wants the silver bullet. And this goes for your hearing partner who wants you to be social. And maybe you were a social person before your hearing loss. Everybody wants that silver bullet for social gatherings. And I say all the time, There is not one. But you can control certain aspects, right? It may never be the same as it was before hearing loss, but you've got to decide what it is you want now with the hearing loss and what those goals are, and how it builds your confidence to know, I can understand in this situation because I have armed myself with an FM system or open captions or a plan at that social gathering that Joe and Fred, come over here. Let's talk in this corner over here away from everybody else because I want to hear about your latest invention or, you know, whatever. So I'm just trying to pull things out, you know, random thoughts. But knowing that, and I don't know that, again, a lot of our subjects are just not out in force that we talk about or being open about, or let me say it, or understanding how all of that works with hearing loss, you know, for those who may be a little more research savvy, look up information. It's a crazy amount of stuff out there about brain and how it works with hearing loss and how the brain works in general to understand the different noises and what's words and what's not and all of that. There's a lot of research out there and it's a little over my head. I took out some excerpts for us to look at and kind of think about from the articles, but great thought process. The wait for it as a hearing partner is very important. If I could like put that in capital letters on a t-shirt and sell it to everybody, just wait for it. Probably have a naughty word in it as well, because, you know, I'm that person that buys those journals with the get your, you know, what together. But the wait for it is so important. We've got to stop talking over each other in general. You've got to learn to wait for it. I've got to learn to let you wait for it by waiting for it and facing you and seeing the visual cues that are telling me you may or may not understand. If you're going to have telephone conversations, you've got to wait a second. We are only as fast as the technology. And now you add to, you're using your hearing aids to hear the sound. You're trying to understand and read at the same time to put it all together. No matter how fast the captions get to the person, the consumer, they still need to process. Just give it a second. Teach your customer service staff to just give it a second. Teach them to ask the questions. I just want to check, are you using captioning? Because there is a little delay. Whatever, just teach them, instill that, let that person who maybe isn't using captioning but has an auditory processing disorder trying to understand you. You know, it's just a nightmare. And I, you know, the day and age of technology is against us right now. It's all needs to be programmed better for better brain understanding. Okay, that's a rant. I'll stop. Just had a terrible experience with a robocall thingy. I was like, I wasn't even fast enough and I wasn't even using captions. The wait for it, I think, is really important for people. And it's something you can practice with everybody. I think we talked just before we podcast. I can practice that with everyone. But just because, you know, you can practice it with your other hard of hearing friends. You can practice it with other people that are hearing. You can practice it with that stranger, all of that. You can, you know, and, you know, I know there's going to be somebody who says, well, I try it with this person and they just keep saying I'm blah, blah, blah. Well, then you need to decide, are you in or out with that person? Because there's always going to be that one person who is just never going to get it. Shelley, any other thoughts?
Understanding is processing. we're processing the message in so many ways. And with hearing loss, we are delayed with the processing. It takes a little more time. Wait for it is a must for us to learn, as well as our hearing communication partners. Give us a minute. Let us process that, please. and to tell that to ourselves. Also, wait for it. Don't panic. Wait for it. Either I get it or I won't. And if I don't, then say, wait a minute, I missed this. Don't. You got to leave the panic out of it. But that takes practice. It's nothing I learned right away. It took time.
Yeah. And something we really stress again in our classes, if you panic, your brain is going to shut down and your understanding, let alone your hearing, is going to take a nosedive. And it really does, again, goes back to causes grief, causes confidence issues, and happens to the best of us. So take that little minute and even wait. If you have to tell somebody, hold on before you talk to me, just a minute. I need just a second. I'm finishing something. Play on your phone a minute or whatever. You know, you don't have to tell them what you're doing, but take that deep breath, count to three, and then say, okay, let's have our conversation so we can understand each other. I like that.
Yeah, that's good. Wait for it to process that information to help your understanding. Everybody's understanding.
Yeah.
You know, you did bring up group situations a little bit, and I thought there's a hearing versus understanding situation. Because if you're in a group of 30 people, you're just picking up noise. With hearing loss and our hearing devices, we are picking up noise all over the place and not understanding anything because it's all just noise. This is the biggest challenge for people with hearing loss. There are workarounds. And again, it takes practice. What I like to do is move out of the center, move around the edges, and focus on one or two people at a time. Then I'm social and I can hear them and I can make sure my hearing aids are on the right program to help me process out some of that noise and increase my understanding. The hearing versus understanding, the group situations really does take practice, and I'm not successful at all of them because some of them are just too noisy and wear me out super fast. And that's when I decide to check out and give myself a break. Hearing breaks help me processing time.
That's some good advice. And give yourself, not only that, give yourself the break that this didn't work out this time, but I went home and I figured out what I can do differently. And you know, in our class this week, our live class, because we also, Shelley teaches a live class, in-person class, I should say. There was a discussion about, oh, now I just lost it. Dang it. It was about the group forcing them to go to the group setting, thinking they're being helpful. Well, dang it, I lost it. So maybe you'll see something about it later. Who knows? Maybe I'll figure out, remember, and write a short. So sorry, people. I just wasted our minute. I do want to remind you guys, if you sign up for our newsletter, it is free. We send it out twice a month. We love for you to share that as well. But that will tell you when our next set of, not this month, but in March, you'll see it. Some notices coming out on our next round of live Google Meet classes and what new content we have workbook-wise. So if you join our newsletter, you always get that information mostly before everybody else, and you probably know the topic that we're going to have. We hope you've signed up for our Let's Talk Tuesday, and we saw you there, and you're using this for some extra notes. And we will see you later. Bye.